Might have a bit of a closer look at today's Caulfield meeting, and then we'll get your world-famous quaddies as well. Great to see Calvin McAvoy, who is joining us here. Calvin, good to see you, mate.
Yeah, how are you going, guys?
Very well indeed.
What is that scent?
Creed.
Creed, he smells gorgeous.
You can only afford it once every 3 years. You'd be able to afford it.
Well, Matt, are you talking to Matt? hey, how was the old man's 60th? Did he get up to mischief?
I've heard he did. I didn't get a chance to get there, unfortunately. It was just going to be a bit hard to get. We're just a bit busy, but I heard he had a great time and all the family was there and grandma, so it was fantastic.
Steve Moore and Johnny Dow stayed with your old man and your mum for a couple of days.
I was there for that night.
Apparently, T. McAvoy, he's really taken it to another level, the home cooking, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he has. And I often ring him after work and try and discuss some things with him. And if he's in that either preparation or cooking phase, I get told.
The zone, if he's in the zone.
That's amazing. How have you settled into Ballarat life?
Really good, top of 12 tomorrow. feels like 4 at 3 p.m. today, but we've got plenty of rugs, so it's okay.
Well, the horses certainly seem to have settled in well. You got some nice chances today. How'd you go at the sales, by the way? It was pretty tough going.
Yeah, look, we went up there with a bit of a, we weren't expecting too much. It's not a sale that you really spec horses at, and obviously it was very, very strong. But we came away with 5, and most of them done, so really good. And some support from great owners like Gary Lechte and Darren Thomas and, all those guys, Ray Pawsey. So we've come away with 5 nice yearlings.
Are you surprised that the buying power is still there? We've been through COVID and economic disruption around the world. Are you strong that the buying market's so resilient in racing?
Well, not our buying market, but we continue to talk, I reckon for the last 5 or 6 years, been saying how long can this continue before the market's sort of got to correct itself, but it just seems to be getting stronger and stronger. And, this year with COVID, there was less international power sort of on site, I suppose, but it didn't stop the prices. So, it's an amazing, resilient game, isn't it?
It's a good segue to our first horse, Dollar for Dollar. Just Flying, Will Price told us, really looking forward to jumping on today. Caulfield record's not spectacular, statistically.
Well, yes and no. He's ran second in 2 Group 1s here at Caulfield, so...
it's more the 0 wins from 8 starts, I suppose. Does he struggle to win here?
I think he's just struggled to win. I think he's just struggled to win the last three years, to be honest. But yeah. This will be the easiest race he's contested for quite some time. His second up record, I think, is pretty good. I think he gets around Caulfield. Obviously, we're staying at 1,200 today. His record would suggest that he is probably a 7 furlong horse, but with the program we've got him on this prep, we want to get him to a good wood.
Is he just going to be too good for them, do you think?
I hope so. He's going very nicely at home.
He's going well enough. If he's going for a good wood, he's got to be going pretty well, doesn't he?
Well, that's right.
Yeah. Cal, we spoke about Dollar for Dollar, almost a good thing today. Silent Sovereign. How is Silent Sovereign going?
She's going very well. It might not sort of look like that, but, she was a very good winner first up at Caulfield over 1,400. Then young Will Price didn't give her the best steer second up, and she was okay after that in a very strange race, won by the horse of Danny O'Brien's that just took off.
Yep.
And then I think the Albury Cup the other day was just too firm for her, and also... they went slow, and she's was probably staying at the 2,000 looking for further.
Is it hard with Will Price when he slaughters one because he's got that permanent smile on his face when he still smiles when you're berating him?
Yeah, it is, and I see him every morning now in Ballarat, and he does seem to smile. He's very cheeky.
His resting facial expression is a big smile.
Silent Sovereign, yes, each way. I mean, she can get the trip. She runs second in 2,500 metre race.
Yeah, so she'll run very
there.
Well.
And Adelaide?
Look, Adelaide, I think Narrative Star in the last each way small. And
it's Grand, good odds.
Yeah, Grand Scholar's a horse with a lot of talent, but I just can't trust her. Her form's too up and down.
Well, right. We'll have a little something on Narrative Star in the last. We might need that.
$16.
By the time we get there, $16.
Small.
Calvin, good luck today, mate.
Thank
good to see you.
Time.